going to take you to the future, since we've been talking about the present and how we work with what we have and expand what we have. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the future, and then we're going to move to guys. So we're going to have some fun coming up. Before we leave LARC, I did want to mention one thing that might have some implication for conversation after the session. My good friend, Lisa Lukowski, who's in the audience right now, and at ACOG and ARHP, and the folks at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unintended Pregnancy with the Bedsider tool, are all working together on a LARC locator tool that'll be launched nationwide, and we'll be collecting data about who does same-day insertions in these clinics, who uses copper T as IUC, et cetera, and to make it as accurate as possible so that folks who are seeking this type of care can find the right places. So quality is important, and probably we need Susan's help to make sure that we evaluate it properly. We'll talk later. So I'm going to completely shift, and a total new hat for me. I am a special advisor to a group called the Initiative for Multipurpose Prevention Technologies. This is an international effort that does have a domestic component. It's funded by USAID, the Gates Foundation, and a lot of other agencies and other foundations. Basically, what MPTs are technologies, prevention technologies, that can prevent more than one of the following three things at once: pregnancy, STIs, and or HIV. So if you get at least a twofer, you're an MPT. So that's what this is all about. And I'm here presenting on behalf of my good friend Bethany Young-Holt, who's at Berkeley and is also the CEO of this effort. So basically what this is about, if you look at individuals, and this is domestic U.S., but definitely globally and particularly in developing countries, there are individuals, and this is a developed world, individual here, who either don't have access to good pregnancy prevention methods, if for some reason or other there are barriers to their use of contraception, and they're also wanting to prevent STIs and HIV. So what these groups who've come together to work on this initiative are doing is looking to satisfy the need for multipurpose prevention technologies. And here's some of the data that you all know about, global issues. What can we do to prevent this stuff that's going on globally? And of course it varies by country, it varies by culture, it varies by a lot of other factors. But frankly, the need is clear that we need to have something that is low cost, multipurpose, easily available, and is something that women would choose to use in various cultures for various reasons. So a lot of organizations have come together to work on this. As I said, USAID, CONRAD, the POP Council, a group called PATH that you probably know in Seattle, DFID, the agency in the UK, ARHP, my other organization. We do a lot of provider outreach for this. So a lot of folks are coming together to try to take care of this issue. So the U.S. issue is slightly unique in that we are far more well off here, and what it is we're trying to prevent as a culture is a little different than, say, Uganda or Rwanda or Mali or anywhere in Southeast Asia. So in the U.S., frankly, what healthcare providers and what women have identified as the key prevention methods they want, in addition to the basis of pregnancy prevention, are STIs. In other countries, of course, those two factors are generally pregnancy prevention and HIV, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. So here's what we have now. Okay, it's a condom. That's it. This is what we have. This is multipurpose prevention technology. Some people call them dual purpose. There's a big debate in this coalition about what to call this. But let's just say that's what we have now. They're fine, but not adequate. It's perceived by some cultures as something that they prefer, and others something they don't prefer. So this initiative was started several years back after a meeting of a bunch of smart people, and then me, not so smart, in Berkeley to try to address this issue, and address that they have. they've really come a long way, particularly with a new multi-year Gates grant that they just received this summer. They're working strongly on developing the scientific agenda, so there is some product development, either between now, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years. Remember, this includes vaccines as well, which are so far away that we can't even think about it because they're so complicated. But all of these types of agencies and organizations are involved in this effort. There's so many acronyms in the universe. I'm just going to tell you CAMI is the organization that runs IAPT. So the main thing to remember after this, the acronym is Multipurpose Prevention Technologies, MPTs. So if you don't leave with nothing else, leave with that. So this coalition effort, collaborative effort, has several assumptions because it involves so many agencies. It's domestic U.S., it's developed world, it's developing world, it's private agencies, it's country health ministries, etc. So there's no way to get everybody on the same page at the same time. So what this organization called CAMI is doing is using the collective impact model, which is basically they're acting as a secretariat that coordinates the information flow, convenes, brings people together, and lets the folks who are frontliners and those who are the hardcore researchers all come together and develop a strategy, mostly for the scientific agenda. So I explained CAMI a moment ago. I love CAMI. It's okay to remember MPTs. The goals of yet another acronym, you don't need to remember that one. The primary goal of this organization is to establish a scientific agenda to support the development of MPTs so it can move beyond just condoms. And there are a lot of things in the pipeline, and you'll see as they come about. One of the probably most promising things to come next is a cervical cap with some type of gel associated with it. But there are all kinds of new methods coming. The other thing to remember is that in our world, this happens in public health, this happens in the scientific arena, the research world, clinical research world, the bench science world. Generally, this type of prevention, a combination, starts with HIV, or it starts with some type of specific STI prevention in mind. Think of HPV, et cetera. This particular effort starts with prevention of unintended pregnancy in mind as a baseline. So it's kind of a new approach. Let's prevent unintended pregnancy, reduce the numbers of, talked about earlier, the numbers of unsafe abortions, and give women, you know, control of their lives. But let's start with the unintended pregnancy and then work from there. And this has been a nice model that has worked well over the past 3 years. We're calling them first generation MPTs. Some of them are on demand, which means you just use it right then. And some of them, of course, are useful over time. So, for example, the IUD platform can be used, the little sleeve can be eventually developed into some type of STI prevention or something else that's released slowly. Rings, same thing. So there's also a problem with ease of use. There's a problem with cultural attitudes towards sexuality, marriage, coupling. There's the wet sex and the dry sex, and et cetera. So all of these factors are combined together in the development of what will work. So through the first 3 years, it's taken 3 years to come up with these five words, which we all could have sat down and just made up ourselves. But I have to tell you, it's not just doing the words. It's getting everybody to agree. So I think that's really great. One of the things the group is moving away from is using terms like target population, you know, and referring to people more as people. But that's a little battle between the clinical bench scientists and the social behavioral scientists. They have, you know, we have different language. So some of this is a cultural shift. Also, who knows where things will happen over time. We're talking some stuff that will come out in the next 2, 3, 4 years, but we're talking particularly vaccines that you're not going to see for 20 years. So who knows what's going to happen. So this is basically for every woman. This initiative has made the decision to focus on women. I personally will love to see it expand, but at this point it's so broad that it's important to focus. And this is a thank you to the supporters, primarily USAID. There you go. Any questions, you can come up to me. I can send you to their website. Very interesting future stuff to watch. A lot of stuff going on. Any clarifying questions? Excellent. All right.